The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello, guys. Just so that you know, we're gearing up in Modi Inn for numerous Shabbos project activities, including starting Thursday night with a major challah bake. And then Friday morning, I'll be joining an organization called Twelveacious to bake to benefit victims or cancer.
That's amazing. Rolene, this line is terrible quality. Firstly, there's a terrible echo, and the line itself isn't clear. So I'm going to ask Senna to please call you back, and let's see if we can get that cleared up. I mean, what Rolene says is so important, and we want to hear what she has to say. What's the matter?
No, that was a really terrible line. What a shame. It's so arbitrary. You know, one day it's completely perfect, like she's next door, and then you sound like it's a tin can of mega proportions.
But apparently like I always today. Sound like I'm a tin can, Simon.
Not one little bit. And there really was interesting stories coming out of Israel this week. Specifically the first one that Rolene was going to talk to us about,
well,
maybe
she's still
will.
Going to. Because she's back. Rolene, you're back with us.
I'm back. Just so that you know, my office is in a strong room in the shelter. So this sometimes I think affects the line as well.
Okay. Well, listen, okay. Let's do the best we can with what's available and talk to us about this really unusual story about the U.S. telling Israel to pay Palestinians for security assistance. What was that, Rolene?
Well, this is a cause for concern. Prime Minister Netanyahu asked the Trump administration to pay the salaries, the fees for the Palestinian security assistance that Israel gets. And the answer that he received was, well, it's not really our responsibility, it's yours. You need to pay it. And this is very, very much in line of Trump's America First policy. Yeah. And his policy that, you know, anybody whose politics or position doesn't benefit the United States, well, sorry, mate, you're not going to get any money. However, the Trump administration did announce that they will be funding a soccer project / football project, depending on what side of the Atlantic you live, to benefit both Palestinian and Israeli soccer players, children's soccer players. And I think that could be a lesson from South Africa, guys, when you come together and you play for the greater good.
What I am going to tell you is that it's kind of weird because, like, certain people like myself have invested in fiber because it's supposed to be fantastic and this huge amount of bandwidth that you can download movies and really watch with ease. And it doesn't work like that, Kathy. It also doesn't work like that. At prime time at night, at 8:30, 9:30, when the rest of the neighborhood is on fiber, it strangles. It's difficult. So, yeah, I'm not sure what we're getting. Not sure what we're
Well, hopefully we have for. Rolene back. Rolene.
Okay, so get compute a little bit of a shape.
I don't know what you did, but Rolene's back in the house. That's good.
Oh, thank God.
Sometimes you have to give these things a very stern shake and the hairy eyeball. Yeah,
there you go. So it's really making me curious. Are you going to do the challah bake in your high heels and all that stuff?
I don't know about the high heels, but I'm definitely challah baking in aid of Thrivacious, who support cancer charities next week, but a whole
There are incredible activities
happening in and around the country.
Okay. Let's talk about the fact that an Israeli official has come out and said that, yes, Israel is, in fact, helping the Kurds.
Well, this is the first real confirmation. You know, we have had Prime Minister Netanyahu say that, you know, we'll give aid to the Kurdish people. It's part of our it's part of our tenet, but we do have Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotaveli saying that, yes, we are giving humanitarian and diplomatic aid to the Kurds. She says we are proud of our taking a stand alongside the Kurdish people. Now, it's the first time we've heard of diplomatic aid. She hasn't elaborated much about the kind of diplomatic aid or what channels they're using or who they're speaking to, but she did say that Israel's received many, many requests for assistance, mainly in the diplomatic and humanitarian aid. And she says that we identify with the deep distress of the Kurds. And, you know, no great details are given there, but we do know Israel's history or Israel's record of humanitarian aid to the conflict zones or areas that need that. And her comments backed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, who said Israel strongly condemns the Turkish invasion of the Kurdish areas in Syria and warns against the ethnic cleansing of the Kurds by Turkey. There have several reports that there has been the use of white phosphorus. Some news outlets reporting that Turkey has been using white phosphorus, but we'll follow any fact finding and investigations on that side pretty closely.
Have there been reactions from Turkey yet? Because I would imagine they are wildly angry with Israel over that.
Well, we haven't heard what they have said, but we do know that we have a history of an exchange of very, very harsh rhetoric between Erdogan and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And on more than one occasion, Netanyahu has said, you know, people in glass houses kind of thing.
Tell me about drama at UNRWA. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, we spoke about the fact that UNRWA's Commissioner General Pierre Krahenbul, yes, I practiced a lot to say Krahenbul, he was investigated and to be found to be alleging mismanaging the organization. There were allegations of sexual harassment and nepotism. And he has officially resigned. This is after the Secretary General put him on a leave of absence pending all these investigations, and he therefore handed in his resignation. Now, we don't know what this means. We don't know if this means that world powers will take an interest in UNRWA, that it will renew kind of faith in the organization, or if this gives or creates an opening for the US and Israel to say, you know what, this is long past the time for UNRWA to be in existence. It's time now for the funds given to UNRWA to perhaps be absorbed by the UNHRC High Commission for Refugees.
Interesting. And let's end on a good news story today. What's the good news story coming out of Israel?
Well, I think the good news story coming out of Israel goes all the way back to South Africa. And we have to give a round of applause to South African President Cyril Ramaphosa for taking such a major stance in lauding Israeli tech and speaking about how we can work together and how we can learn from that. I think that is extremely positive given the ANC stance on Israel and given the trajectory of bilateral relations. I think that this is very, very positive.
Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, Rolene.
Yeah, we catch up with you on Monday.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. God bless. I'm going to go have some words with my computer.
You do that.
Clive, by the way, says that technology is female. I say it's male.